in the 60 years, another little page Madhuri Kalani talks about, does one has to go through all the 6 stages in that sequence? No, not necessarily. Those are basically, they are analytical stages of how the anarthas metabolize. They are not necessary that they will come one after the other. So depending on our circumstance, depending on our own mind's frame, sometimes if we just go to a new place, when we see devotees practicing bhakti in a different way, then at that time the vyudhavikalpa may increase more. Okay, maybe I could be here, maybe I could be practicing bhakti like this. At other times, when there has been some big up and down in our life, at that time there may be ghantarla. You know, sometimes we just become lax in our bhakti because there's so much else going on in our life. So it's not necessarily sequential. The essential point is, these are the patterns in which the mind metabolizes. We could put something like, continuing the example of the virus. Somebody may tell us that, you know, these are the kinds of viruses that can that infect the computer, be on the watch out. So these are the viruses, and this virus comes up, this is the kind of misbehavior that might come up in the computer. So it's not that the first, second, third virus, fourth, fifth virus are going to come in a sequence. Any of them may come in any time. But once we understand the way the virus attacks, then we can be alert to deal with it. So these are, any of these stages may attack us at different times depending on our situation and our own consciousness at that time. Does that answer the question?